Blog Talk Radio.
I'll do it. Anything, yeah, you don't want to pay for it, I think.
Nothing much has changed, huh?
With the Eagles?
With everything.
See, well, you're going to see Creed today.
Oh, well, that,
boxing.
Well, that,
boxing
that's nothing.
That's not sports?
Boxing is.
Huh? We had Thanksgiving.
See, yes,
right?
we did.
Did the Warriors break the record all time? Right? Did the Eagles officially claim their putridness?
Well, I think that was clean long ago today.
Well, it's official now. Front of the world on Thursday. So, a lot, Doc. Let's kick it off here.
Jamie. Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, like Cowboys, I wasn't surprised. I had them losing. It was an embarrassment. But your Eagles, you know, I was hoping to win. But here's what I heard, Jamie, when I was I was sitting in Crystal, Minnesota, Burger King. I'm sitting in the parking lot reading the paper. And the folder at first says that one of your players said they checked out on Skip Kelly. If I was Leary in the city of Burley Shelf, the idiot's owner, I don't know when payday is, but I would make every one of those checks a hot check. I mean, they have to come into his office and get the check from him. They should, every one of those guys, including Chip Kelly, walk in there and go, did you deserve that check? And every single check should go to a charity. They quit. I mean, I watched my Cowboys quit. The only good game was the Bears over the Packers. That was the only good game.
Yeah, first two games. I would agree. First two games are not even good.
I'm glad they were finally done because I kept hearing the four-letter curse. I've talked about my podcast. You know, we were selling, after we beat the Dolphins, they were selling hope down in Dallas. And Jerry Jones was loving it. I'm disappointed, but I said my podcast to Zane B. When you guys miss, Shovels is toast. He's going to be down in Hook'em Horns. He'll be down in Houston. It's over. It's a shame. He has no one to blame but himself. He wanted full control. It's just like having a crush on an actress. You know, and you got an actress, your favorite actress on a crush, and you have a date with her, and she's boring. I don't know, man. I'm an Eagles fan. So the Fanatical is going to be fun to listen to tomorrow morning. The Fanatical is going to be absolutely epic tomorrow. It's not Monday morning, excuse me. It's going to be epic. They're going to be just. They're going to. Is he still gainfully employed, Jamie?
As far as I know, he's gainfully employed at the moment.
I tell you what. If I'm Leary, I call Captain America Roger Goodell, and I say, "Be for the rest of the season 2-0, be down with it." Fire everybody on the whole facility, and get new general manager start over in the Eagles. Because look at your seven sisters; they're fighting with players in bars in Philadelphia. And what's going on out there? You're fakers. What's all hope is gone? Maybe players, do you have a soccer team out there? Do you have a soccer team out there?
Union, but they did not even make the playoffs. We have no hope here.
So the sissy team sucks, pumpkin ball sucks, the felons, the drug addicts, the drunks all suck. All hope is gone. What do you have to look forward to besides Christmas?
That's a good way to end it. No hope.
See you, Jamie. Ciao.
See you,
all hope is gone, Philly.
Bye. What? You always want to
just because I asked five times, that's why you can't say happy Thanksgiving.
That's how we did it. I'm not going to agree. What is this call as? Pology is a happy person, but what do you have to say?
What I have to say about sports? Is this a sports show? Are we talking about sports?
No, about anything. You can talk about whatever.
About anything. I hope you and the family had a good holiday. I did have a good holiday. The Eagles did not ruin my Thanksgiving because I was already mentally out on this team 3 or 4 weeks ago. This is like, if you're writing a book right now, this is the part of the book, like, or the movie, like, it's in the, like, the middle part where the heroes had a setback and everything looks really bad, but there's a happy ending waiting around the corner. So tell me, do you think there's a happy conclusion to anything around the corner for any South Philadelphia sports right now?
No, I think it will just keep getting bleaker and bleaker. I have no reason to think that will be a happy conclusion, right?
Yeah, and I can tell you that, but first of all, the Eagles, I mean, there's not much to say. I want Chip out. I don't even necessarily think Chip's a bad coach, per se, but right now the roster's a mess. And not only that, he's lost the locker room. And once you lose the locker room in the NFL, regardless, I think you just have to go.
Yes.
The Sixers, you know, I've been a hinky guy for a long time in supporting this quote-unquote process or whatever. I'm starting to get tired of this now, though. This is doing no good to Okafor and Noel to play with no guards and lose every single night. Like, this is not doing them any good.
No, to just get bodied every single day. The they have to be like, why am I doing this? I'm going to go back to college. Why do I play another year?
Yeah, we'll see. I don't even wonder if Brett Brown was fired at some point. I don't
even
know what.
Why would he get fired, though? It's nothing you can do.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I agree with you. It's not his fault. It's just one of those things in the NFL where, you know, or not the NFL, the NBA.
Oops. Yeah.
We'll see, I guess. I just fired some fun two in a row. That's something.
Yeah, they got a big game today. I think everyone should get in the Flyers bandwagon.
There's a lot of room on it.
Yeah, jump on. We got a wide open board.
Yeah. All right. Much. We'll see.
See ya. I will talk to you very soon. Okay.
Go back. Say bye.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is over. We're supposed to do.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you do that before the holiday? That'd be a lot. Hello. I'll do that at Christmas. Hello. It's Frank, correct? He's not. How are you?
Jamie, is that you?
Yeah.
How are you?
Good.
Good morning. You're going to the fight today, right?
Right. Going to see Creed.
Fight movie. Way to go. Good. Let me know how you like it.
All right.
They're talking about Kelly and how unwavering he is, how stubborn he is. My question to you is, obviously this year is a bust. I have two questions for you. One, do you think they'll win another game? That's question one. Hold on. And then question two is, you think the owner comes in and then forces him to hire a general manager? Although he has a general manager, but go ahead. What do you think?
Well, I think that might be the next logical step is to try to get someone or to appoint someone. I think they might win one more, two more. That's all I can say.
Well, who are the two then?
I guess they might beat Washington. And maybe they'll beat the Bills, but I would say definitely one, maybe two.
Nice. Well, I like your enthusiasm. You know what Dick Vermeil said?
Yeah, I heard him. He says they're going to come out a whole new team next week.
Right. And they're going to smoke the Patriots.
Hey, look, the Patriots are due maybe, right? Maybe they're due for a letdown.
Maybe.
Right?
It happens. Yeah, it
could
happen. I don't know how long they could keep this up for. They got to be, like, tired. They've played 11
all the winning,
hard games.
Not all the winning, you mean?
The winning, but they got a lot of people that are out. I'm sure they're a little fatigued. That could happen. It won't, but there's always a chance, I guess.
You said it won't?
Well,
that's pretty funny.
I would say
Well, it could happen, but it won't. Good stuff, Jay.
Yeah. All right.
Buddy, okay. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy the movie, and call me later. Let me know how you like it. See ya.
I will. I'll talk to you later.
Trivia or no trivia today? Any trivia today?
Trivia? Oh, you should get trivia.
All right. Keep talking.
All right. He's going to go get it.
All right.
Get some good trivia.
We got to try. Got to throw a trivia in there.
Yeah.
Also, do you think he goes and gets Kaepernick?
I hope he does, because he doesn't have a quarterback right now, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, he's acting like he doesn't like Kaepernick. That he could be playing the cat and mouse game, you know, like, hey, we really don't want him when he really does, and try to drive the price down, you know.
Well, he's
very
good at that.
I mean, Kaepernick's there for the taking. They've given up on him in San Francisco. I mean, from what I saw, I think it looks like a quarterback to me. He did get him to the Super Bowl, and he looked great. He's got the big arm. He can run.
Yeah.
They said that he didn't get along with the teammates, but that's a lot. I think that's a lot of crap. That could be overblown. And maybe once those guys retired, he had a problem. His buddies retired. You know, they had an exodus, a big exodus from that team, you know?
Yeah, nine people left.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, here we go. Anyone next? What Stu Miller in the 1961?
What venue did Stu Miller fall? He said have been blown off the mound at the 1961 All Star Game. Who's that? Where is that?
1961 All Star Game.
Yeah, he blown off the mound. Yeah.
blown off the mound, Stu Miller. Man, you talk about a tough one. Wow. All right, I'm going to say Philadelphia because it's a natural choice.
No, not a good one. Candlestick Park.
A candlestick with a win.
Is it good?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great tough trivia. That's a tough trivia.
No.
All right.
Well, you are
okay, party on. All right, see you later.
All right, let's go on. Bye.
Bye.
What do you have to say? I see you looking at Golden State schedule, sir. Do you see a loss?
Well, here's the most amazing thing. I don't see a loss. I don't entirely know all these standings.
Well, pull them up.
Here's what I want to say.
What?
It's possible. Do you think they can win 11-0 and go to the Christmas game, 5 o'clock Christmas game against the Cavaliers undefeated?
No. At least.
You got Sacramento at home. At Utah.
No win this. Pull up the standings. So we know.
I'm going to do a split screen here.
Yeah. They have 11 games before Christmas?
Yeah. Hold on. We'll see the possibility of losing. I mean, granted, it could be a night where they just go cold and you lose. They've had some close ones, not many.
Were they closed last night?
No.
Do you watch?
50 deal, 76ers, a 27th straight loss. Worst in pro sports history.
Oh, pro sports now.
Now we're pro sports, yep. Let's go by the whole league here. Now we'll go alphabetical because I can find them better.
I think they might win on Tuesday. Maybe. Is there a chance they win on? Can we go there on Tuesday to see the first one?
All right, Sixers. Who?
Sixers.
Who are they going to beat?
Lakers.
You're right. They could win that. All right, they got Sacramento at home. Sacramento is 6-11. USAWL.
They were 2-7, so they've improved a little bit.
Oh, you're not doing this?
We could do it if you want. They'll win that.
Sacramento win. At Utah, Utah's 7-7.
I think they could get the really.
Right, that could be a fight, right? You're 7-7. It could be a fight. At Charlotte. Charlotte 9-7, so that's a better team.
And that's his dad does the TV for them.
Oh,
that's
my God. Yeah, who do you think? Obi-Pulver.
I don't know. That's a tough game for him.
Obi-Pulver, son. At Toronto, and Toronto's definitely good, 10-6. So that's a possibility. Definitely at Toronto. That's their toughest one so far.
Next
terrible. They're 3-12. At Indiana. Indiana this year is 10-5. Okay, so that's another tough one. At Indiana. At Beantown, they're 9-7, so that's not easy. At Milwaukee, 6-10. That's a million and oh my God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. Who does that? Is there something
at home?
Game or something? No, on the road. Who does that? It's a seven-game road trip. They're not going to be home for weeks.
Until when?
December 16th. The Suns come to town.
That's the next time over.
7-9. That's the next home game after tomorrow. Today. Today they play, 10:30. They're going forever. November 30th to December 16th, they finally come home.
Would that be on TV? Is that game on TV tonight? Would they be on TV?
All should be on, shouldn't they? You said they're all on until they lose.
Yeah.
But that's not possible, is it? Because ESPN and TNT don't have rights.
NBA TV can just put them on. And they can put them on. They can put them on every Wednesday and Friday if they want.
All right. Then you got Milwaukee at home, December 18th. And Milwaukee 6-10. All right, you got Utah back and then at home 7-7. Then finally you got Cleveland. Dunkin' Donuts says, help roast hunger, $1.49 large hot coffee.
I ain't gonna do that.
Yes,
it was hunger.
Then you got Cleveland, December 25th, who presently they're 12-4. So. I mean, gosh, the storyline if that could happen. And I could see, is it at Cleveland? Yeah, no, it's home. A rematch of the NBA Finals. It'll be a heck of a Christmas story, man.
Wonderful style play.
Oh, shoot. Today, 12:30?
Yeah.
I think you can watch it online for like $5.
Are you going to pay?
No.
You should.
No, I'll be checking the tweets periodically.
Rico Bryant's not at this.
I'll check the LaSalle, all that sports, they update it.
Where are they? Are they going to be in Hershey, sir?
Hershey?
Yeah.
For the championship?
Yeah.
No.
What is it?
City game, they got.
I said they already won the city championship.
This is it, city championship against Simon Gratz today.
I thought that it was last week.
No, it wasn't. That was insane. I know. It's been a crazy week. I was. That was just 1 week ago.
That's the PCL, Jimmy.
That was PCL. Now it goes to Pole City. I mean, this is a phenomenal way to do it. You get your Catholic League, then your public league. They play for a city championship. It always should have been. It's great that they do it. It's great that they do it now.
And the Simon Gratz loses season over.
Yeah, it's over. If they lose, it's over. Either one, season's over.
All right. Could we see where you can watch it? How much time do we have? Not much.
Should I check the Twitter world?
No tweets.
No?
Sure. What are you doing? Chris, right. Do you call?
Can you do Twitter on the internet?
Call Flo. Call the show. We're doing it. plenty good time right now.
There we go. LS Sports.
I don't want to do any more calls.
Why is Jamie Combi logged in? No, not that much. You tweeted 1,818 tweets.
Yeah, you went
following 624 people and 152 are following you. Tom McCarthy, who played Scott Templeton on The Wire, is the writer-director of Spotlight Movie. Cool piece on him. Blah, blah, blah. Great. All right, can I just...
No. I'm going to look at my tweet.
Do you follow L? How do you search L? S. There it is.
Can we look at it?
Alright.
No, I'm tired of
it. There it is. It's popping up. Okay. Are you already following it?
Could we guess?
Watch D12 Championship today at the SFBN.com. Just $5 per game. Sal Sonograd Wood against. Emotep, right? Tickets for Saturday's game versus grads on sale. And then you'll have some 7:30 to 2:30. Watch the city title for the game on. So you can watch it online.
Can we go to. I want to stay here and watch it.
No.
Can we look at some of the people I saw? Forget call. I don't want to pick anymore.
The football touch is the catch of the year, according to Amy Fadul, to win the championship.
Can we look at some of my tweets? Hello?
Your tweet. Where do we go for that?
Me.
Just go. She's at the store, bud.
No.
She's at the store. She's at the store. Right here, tweets.
Yeah.
Ryan, get in here.
A show hole, yeah. Sit in the comfy chair. I'm thinking my tweets.
This isn't you. I just went to your tweets. Did you already get off again?
No, that isn't my tweets. See if it's Jamie, whatever.
B-Rock. You're just retweeting stuff. I don't want all these retweets.
I don't do many of it.
Sports show on Jamie C. The sports show on Jamie C. Who's writing this?
It's an automatic update.
It sounds ridiculous. I'm surprised at that. That's good to teach. Retweet. The camera got tricked by Carson on that too. It was T-O-O. Empathy personified. It's not a bar though.
We looking so at the rest of my retweets.
Get away, Jack. Get out of here.
I can't wait.
Get out of here.
There we go. I'm back.
That's the retweet.
Retweet.
Yeah. Khloe Kardashian.
They're suggesting you follow.
Retweet. Sports show. Just stop Trey Gowdy. Benghazi. Retweet. Now Chip at least knows he says a lot.
What?
Web out Biden in HMM. In college candidate, that's what I'll do. That happened. Retreat. Now we're in the MLB postseason. 2008, Phillies following. Switch everything. I haven't tweeted a lot, have you?
No. What's the IV tweet from Trump?
It was just announced that I will be hosting Saturday Night Live on November 2nd. I'm looking forward to it.
I don't do a lot of original tweeting. I think.
A lot of retweets.
Yeah. I retweet a lot. See ya. When are we going to... Can we get some people on? When are we going to get the banana?
The champ?
Yeah.
We might have to do that next weekend.
Why? Because we got no calls this weekend. So you're panicking.
All
right. Bye. All right. Can I...